I love this little segment each week. Robbo's Pet Project, trying to rehome animals with the help of Bark, Bendigo Animal Relief Centre. And Kayla joins us from that very organisation. Kayla, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark. How are we?
Very well. We are. We are indeed. Can't complain at this stage, although, as I always say, the day is only young.
Exactly. It's just a start.
Exactly. Hey, now let's talk about Amelia. This is one gorgeous cat, a beautiful little tortoiseshell. Love tortoiseshells.
Oh, so do I, especially with the white tortoiseshell colour coming through with the big block colours. They're just the most stunning cats. So, yeah, Amelia is just absolutely beautiful.
So tell us a little about her.
Absolutely. So Amelia came to us a couple of months ago as a stray. She was heavily pregnant. She ended up queening or having her kittens within a couple of days of being here. So she's actually been out with a foster carer for the last 8-9 weeks while she's been raising her babies and weaning them. And, yeah, now the time has come that they're big enough, they don't need her anymore, so she's back with us at the shelter looking for her very own home.
Right, okay. And so the weaning process, do cats, like when they're ready and the kittens don't need mum, is it a traumatic thing for either of them, or is it just sort of, all part of that great circle of life?
It's very much a part of that great circle of life. Right. Majority of the time they don't notice it. We do encourage the foster carers to just kind of let mum wean them at their own pace.
Yeah.
So it's more just a case of when mum's kind of over it.
Yeah.
They'll be just like, they don't want the babies to come near them. They don't want to be feeding them anymore. So the babies will be relying more and more on actual kitten food. And then when they get to that point, the mums are over it. They're done. They're most of the time more than happy to come back and be left alone for a while. So, no, it's quite a happy experience for the mums and the kittens. Well, they're getting fed. They're still playing with each other. They don't really notice. So, it's not one of those things at all.
It's a bit like humans, really. By the time the kids get to about 18 or 19, the parents are over it.
Look at this rental application. Yes, yeah. Very similar.
Exactly. How are the numbers going in terms of adoptions, in terms of animals available for adoptions at the moment?
Fluctuating a little bit from week to week. We still can't really narrow down a pattern at the moment, but currently we have got quite a few beautiful cats up for adoptions, and we are seeing some of our kittens coming through into adoptions kind of in little clumps at the moment.
Yeah.
But we still do have over 30 little bubbas out in foster care growing to be big enough to be adoptable. So the numbers are doing pretty good, but we have got quite a few cats up for adoption at the moment.
And that is a beautiful segue into our next point, which is you need foster mums and dads.
Absolutely. We always need foster parents. So pretty much as if you were following with this story with Amelia, I mean, her babies are pretty much going to spend 10, 11 weeks in foster care. So you can imagine the more foster carers we have that can dedicate that time frame, the more cats and kittens that we can help get them out of the shelter, get them into loving homes and to grow in such a more of a better environment. We could always use more foster carers, especially through the kitten season.
Yeah. And I think finally, just to point out too, particularly as we head up to Christmas, that, whether it's a kitten, whether it's an adult dog, an adult cat, whatever, that pets are forever. So don't be going to get a little cutie just because it's Christmas to give to the kids. And then by mid-January, everyone's going, oh, geez, that cat's a pain or whatever. It's very important that it's the total commitment if you're going to get one, isn't it?
Absolutely. And it's definitely a grave concern of any kind of animal organisation that deals with the rehoming of animals. So we do have an adoption process that people need to complete, and majority of that is just having those conversations with people to make sure that they are fully aware of, what they're investing into. And if that's a kitten, that's potentially, 15 plus years of commitment of thing. So we definitely have all of those conversations with everyone prior to adoption. But yes, it is something people definitely need to think about.
So if somebody wants to find out more about Amelia or some of the other animals that you have there as well, how can they do so?
Absolutely. So if they want to head to our website at any time, they can log on and see Amelia and all of our other beautiful cats and dogs up for adoption. So that website is Bendigo Animal Release Centre. Or alternatively, they can give us a call on 5441 2209, and we'd happily provide any more information about Amelia, or can book in a time if anyone wants to see her.
Terrific stuff. Kayla, thank you. Have a fabulous week. Talk again very soon.
Thanks so much, Mark. Take care.
Good on you. Kayla from Bark talking about Amelia. As I said, she'll be up on our website very shortly. She is on our Facebook page now.